Eugene, Oregon. Former Cam River Fighting Walleye forward Dayton Clark has died tragically after being struck by a truck in Oregon, where he was currently a member of the Oregon Ducks hockey team. According to a release issued by the Eugene, Oregon Police Department, officers responded at 3:54 a.m. on Saturday to a report of a severely injured person lying in the middle of E 24th Avenue, between Kincaid and Harris Streets. Upon arrival, they discovered the victim had died. The University of Oregon and the Fighting Walleye both paid tribute to Clark on social media. "We are heartbroken to hear of the passing of former Walleye forward Dayton Clark. The Fighting Walleye send our sincere condolences to Dayton's family, friends, and teammates. The Walleye family has suffered a tragic loss and Dayton will forever be in our hearts," the Walleye posted, hours before they were set to take the ice for their third game of the Centennial Cup in Portage, La Prairie, Man. The Ducks, in an Instagram post, said the team was devastated to learn of Clark's death. "He was energetic and full of joy. He was a very good hockey player and a great teammate. We send love and strength to all friends and family of Dayton." Clark, a native of Victoria, BC, was acquired by the Fighting Walleye midway through the 2021-22 season from the Elliott Lake Red Wings and put up 10 goals and 15 points in 14 regular season games. He added 10 points in 10 playoff games, leading Cam River to the Superior International Junior Hockey League final. He had 4 goals and 2 assists in 11 games with the Ducks this past season. Police, who have not identified the victim, said a 30-year-old male driver arrived back on scene shortly into their investigation in a large delivery truck to cooperate. The Eugene Police Department's major collision investigation team is working the case. A GoFundMe fundraiser is expected to be launched in the coming days.